All right, let's bring in tonight's second star. And I'll tell you what, we made that decision on the three stars right at the end of the game because at one point he was the unsung hero when he made the three saves in a row with about 5 minutes left. And then the three saves in a row right in the final 10, 15 seconds earned Evan Gardner the second star, and he's joining us here now. I've been adopted by your dad. So has Adam. We've had beers bought for us by him. You didn't. Too bad for you, pal. congratulations. Tell me about being inactive like that in the third period. I mean, the shots on goal at one point were 8-0 for you guys. You're basically standing there and watching, and then all of a sudden, boom, 1, 2, 3 in a row, and then right at the end of the game. What's the mental mindset like for you in that situation?
Yeah, you know, in moments like that, I'm doing everything in my power to keep myself engaged, whether it's, you know, yelling at the D, if there's pressure on them, what's kind of coming their way, and even yelling when they're in the O zone if, you know, they don't got their eyes on net and don't know what's coming at them. So just using my voice, I feel like that helps me stay into it, and then trying to get out and play the puck too keeps you somewhat engaged. So just doing things like that to keep my mind in the game.
And just getting the victory today for you, I think, would be huge, being able to make those stops in a winning effort. You can make big saves and you lose, and it kind of gets lost a little bit. But winning and making big saves, that's got to feel great.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, winning's been a little tougher to come by as of late for me. So, you know, I kind of threw the monkey off the back there because that one felt good. You know, it's really big for the confidence. And just staying resilient these past few weeks, knowing what work I've put in. So it was awesome to win these two games this weekend.
Good for you, Adam.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Gardner for the beer,
yes,
by the way. So
absolutely. What's his first name? Dad's first name.
Mike.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thanks.
Appreciate
Mike. And so I'll put them on the spot here. Just what were they like? Your parents, like as hockey parents growing up, were they bringing the clicker to the game, counting the shots? or what were they up to?
I mean, you'd have to ask him yourself. I have no idea, but I'm sure he was pretty picky over that kind of stuff. But no, my parents were very supportive of me growing up playing hockey, and they did everything they could to help me out and get me to where I am. So I love those guys.
So they're not sitting upstairs going and tapping the shot corner. Hey, I think that one hit the net. But yeah, Ethan McCallum, we had him up here the other day after the win against Wenatchee. And how nice is it to have that security blanket? I know you want to play every game, but and maybe at the start of the year you felt you maybe had to, but just having him as a security blanket there because mm-hmm. he's played great too. So just your guys' relationship.
Yeah, he's been playing great lately. You know, when he's been thrown in, I think he's been great. He's put a ton of work in since he's got here and become I can't say one hell of a goalie since he's got here. So we have a pretty good relationship, and he supports me every night. You know, he could be on the bench pouting a bit over it, but you know, he keeps me in a good mindset when I'm out there when things aren't going my way, and he's a great teammate, and you know, I love that guy.
You were Columbus's second-round pick in the draft this past year in the NHL draft. How often do you talk to somebody from Columbus, and who is it that you are speaking with from the Blue Jackets?
It's mainly their goalie staff, so their AHL goalie coach and their NHL goalie coach that are reaching out to me. Their strength coach as well reaches out to me once a month. But they try and come out when they can. Like right now, the AHL goalie coach is actually – he just got in today. So he's coming to work with me this week and get some extra reps in with him. So I'm looking forward to that.
Now, you've also got Jeff Harvey, who is the goaltender coach here. Do they have to interact and try and come up with the plan, obviously, that's best for you?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they go back and forth quite a bit. I saw their text messages the other day, and it was just endless. So,
what are you doing with his phone?
But yeah, no. So, I mean, they're pretty similar in what they're teaching, which is great for me because, you know, I'm not having too much thrown my way, which is nice. So, yeah, they sort it all out and then give me the final product. So,
you saved the day here today, my young man, with those big saves, especially late. A victory here today. Nice for you. Continued success for you.
Yeah, thanks, Les.
Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here.